Pillen, was ich hast schon, hast schon vor dem Floor, and what to respect, we all know about the Kedusha Tfilin. What about the Kedusha of the Mitzvahs? It's not as Kodesh as the Tfilin itself. How careful do we have to be with the Ritzuas, as the title I told Reb Simcha to put on the notice board? Do we have to be careful? The Ritzuas mustn't touch the floor. Tfilin Shiyad, a long Ritzuas, much more Motsu. Tfilin Shirosh can also be quite long. How careful do we have to be? What are the halachas of the Kedusha of the Ritzuas Shal Tfilin? So let's look a little bit at the background of the halacha and then come to the practicalities. The Gemara said in Chulin and Soita, B'schah that Avraham Avinu said in Parsha Lech Lecha, in Mechut Atzroich Na'al, that's why Klal Yisrael was zoicha to two mitzvahs. The schah, the word chut, we were zoicha to chut shel tcheles, and b'schah, the word tzroich na'al, we were zoicha to the ritzua shel tfilin. Says the Toyes Chaim, why we talk about the ritzua shel tfilin? Says the Toyes Chaim, Avraham Avinu was so careful in his hachoka from gzeila, even from the tofu part of the booty which was being discussed with over there by Stoim. He was careful even with the tofel part, as if the chut asoich na'al, I don't have anything to do with you. So the Rebbe Shem gave us two mitzvahs, which in a way they're bit the tofel part of the mitzvahs, but the Rebbe Shem gave us a special chashivas to the tofel part of the mitzvahs. Says the Toyes Chaim, says chut shel tcheles. He says the tcheles is like a tofel part to the mitzvah, because you can be yoyte mitzvah without tcheles, says the Toyes Chaim. He says the ritzua is like the tofel part of the mitzvah tefillin. He says tefillin, you could strictly speak a tie on your arm, shalish dech, with some strings, some other ways of tying on. Ritzua is like the tofel part of tefillin. So the Torah gave us, we was yoyte a special kedusha, a special power in the tofel part, because Avraham Avinu said mechut tzroich na'al, and he says for that reason, when the Chazal say v'rol kol amei oret kishem shenikra lecha, and it means tefillin shevaroish, says the Toyes Chaim, even if they just see the ritzuas of the tefillin shevaroish, they are so choshul and they got such a power, and if a goy will see the ritzuas, will also make him frightened of us and run away. That's the power of the ritzuas shel tefillin, which in a way it's a tough about tefillin, but it's still got a tremendous chashivos. Because Avraham Avinu will result in special chashivos of it, that it's got a power of v'yorim mepekel. Now Rashi says in Menachos Lamed Hayamid Beis, when we talk about this Gemara Elat Tefillin Shebarosh, it says Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha. So the Gemara uses the expression, the Torah uses the expression, that the Ritzua is Shem Hashem Nikra Alecha. Says Rashi, where is the Shem Hashem Nikra Alecha Ritzuas? Says Rashi, because the Tefillin Sheyad has got a Dalet in it. We've got in the Tefillin a Shion and a Dalet and a Yud. The Shion we've got in the Bayez of Tefillin Shebarosh. The Dalet, says Rashi, we got in the Kesh of Tefillin Shorosh, which is different from Hogim, how we do it, the Dalet, and we got the Yud in the Kesh of Tefillin Shal Yad. Says Rashi, that's what it means. They see the Shem Hashem, Nikach Tefillin Shal Roish, the Roish has got most of the Shem Hashem. It's got the Shein in the Bayis and the Dalet in the Ritzuis. And that's why, that's what the Gemara means for the Roish, because there's a Dalet in the Ritzuis Shal Tefillin. Toysus asks, are you telling me that the tefillin is like a Sefer Torah? It's got Hashem Hashem Nikolech. It's called the Hashem Hashem. So it means the Kedusha of the Ritzuas will be up to the level, top level of Kedusha, says Toysus. So Toysus, I've got full of Gemaras that Ritzuas are called Tashmishi Kedusha. They're not Kedusha Atzmon. According to Rashi, the Ritzuas ought to have a Kedusha, Mamish a Kedusha Gemura, Mamish like a Shtikl Sefer Torah, a Shtikl Mezuzah. It should be, because it's got the Shem Hashem on it. The Bach says, yeah, now Rashi meant what he said. Not the Mokom HaKesher is Taki got Kedusha Atzmo. The rest of the Ritzua has got just a Dino Tishmish Kedusha. So we've got Shittas Rashi. So Rashi tells me Cheshivas of Ritzua Shal Tefillin. The Kedusha of the Ritzua of the Kesher is Kedusha Atzmo. It's Mamish Kodesh like a Mezuzah, like a Sefer Torah. The rest of the Ritzua has got a din of Tashmishim Kedusha. Tosfos holds the whole Ritzua is got a din of Tashmishi Kedusha, not Kedusha Atzmon, one stage less than the top level Kedusha. The Shulchan Aruch says the Siman Mem Beis, you mustn't switch over Ritzuas from Shal Rosh to Shal Yad. The Tefillin Shal Rosh being more Choshuv because it's got Roiv of the Shem Hashem, so to switch over the Ritzua from the Shal Rosh to the Shal Yad, your problem Male Bekoy Shem are reading. The Ritzuas go hand in hand, the Kedusha with the Tefillin. So therefore, since it's connected, it belongs to Tefillin Shal Rosh, so even according to Tosfos, that's only Tashmish Kedusha, but Tashmish Kedusha of Tefillin Shel Rosh, therefore it's got that level of Kedusha of with the Chelik HaMitzvah, which has got the Sheen and the Dalet to it, more Choshev than Tefillin Shel Yad. You must, there's a dinner Malibi Kodesh, Ve'im Aridim. And the Be'aloka mentions a few times, we have Bichosh Shittus Rashi, there is not only Tashmish Kedusha, it's Kedusha Atzmo, at least the Mokma Keshe. So we've got two parts of the Ritzua of different levels of Kedusha. Kedusha of, according to Rashi, at least Mokem Akeshe, is Kedusha Atzmo. It's Mamashka Kedusha, like a Chedik of the Rabbi Nishlam's name. And the rest is through Tashmisha Kedusha. Now, before we think that Tashmisha Kedusha, it's only a second level of Kedusha. Yes, that's it. Another lock from the top to the bottom, correct. Somach Lekeshe to not to switch around is another lock, also correct. You mustn't switch around. Before we tend to think Tashmish is not a lower level, let's have a look what the other examples of Tashmish and Kedusha are. A mantle of a Sefer Torah is Tashmish and Kedusha. A bima cover is Tashmish and Kedusha. And the halachas of Tashmish Kedusha is you mustn't use any Dovah Shel Choy with it, and you have to be very respectful. People won't even ask a shayla, are you allowed to let the mantle of the Sefer Torah be on the floor? Chas v'shalom. To the mantle of the Sefer Torah, the Me'il of the Sefer Torah, Tashmish Kedusha. So come back to the Ritzus. And I must say, I got the shock myself when I started looking into it a little bit. So you have to remember the Ritzus of Tashmish Kedusha. The Mishabura beings, in Simon Mem, Sivkot and Gimel. If it didn't make a Tanai Metchila, if it was made a Tanai Metchila, this meant to serve the basic Knesset, the Pushka goes on it, and the Gabba's Aliyah book goes on it, and all the rest of the face, the kit of the basic. So then it's a Tanai. And normally our things are made with a Tanai, Punk the Bima cover, but not other things. The mantle of Sefer Torah, there's no Tanai, and they have to treat it. But Punk the Bima cover, we've got Tanai. We put this thing on it, we put this, also on it. There's a few things on it, so maybe Metchila out of the hook. If Chas V'Sholem Tefillin falls on the floor, the Mishbura beings, it's known as Simon Mem, Sivkotan Dalet, Sivkotan Gimel, sorry, Noigim Oilis Anit, Kishanova Tefillin Miyota Belotakin. If Chas V'Sholem the Tefillin touches, fall on the floor, there's a minute to fast, and if it falls with its cover, you're to put to the stock, it's a Dova Chomo. Nowadays, when we'll make, we give stocker because we're very weak, we can't fast too often. It's a Dova Chomo. The Maxis HaShekel says over here, if the Ritzuas fall, there's no din fasting. If the Ritzuas fall, it's not so serious. Ob the Chavis Yoyis says, Ob clearly, he says quite clearly, Ob you must make sure it doesn't fall. If it falls, there's no din of fasting, and there's no even din of giving to stock. Obi says quite clearly, you have to be very careful that it mustn't fall. So now that we appreciate the Ritzuas, it's a cholopokas tashmishi kedusha. And in one area could be kedusha. Okay, that part of the Ritzua is less likely to fall than Mokem Akesha, because it's higher up in the Tefillin Shel Rosh. But the Ritzua is at least tashmishi kedusha. Yeah, that's what it was. And then it falls, it can often fall down if it slide off the table or slide off the stender. Quickly pick it up. So I saw brought down, and this gave me a bit of a push. I got a bit of a shock myself. I didn't realize how serious it was. I saw brought down, Rabbi Leif Steinemann Zatzal said over the Chaznish was very, very makbid. The Ritzua mustn't touch the floor. Tashmishi Kedusha, it mustn't touch the floor at all. And he says, Rabbi Leif Zatzal said he met an elderly person who was a ben bayis by Rabbi Yitzchak Kalchonu Zatzal in Kovna, Once Rabbi Yitzchak Cholner saw him when he was putting his tefillin on, the Ratzua touched the floor. Rabbi Yitzchak Cholner shouted, "Touch me, she kedusha!" He got such a fright. He said that Yid Adayon Vezei said he can never forget that shriek of Rabbi Yitzchak Cholner Zatal, "Touch me, she kedusha! How can you let it touch the floor?" He said to this day he's very careful when he puts his tefillin on to make sure the Ratzuas are in perfect position and they mustn't touch the floor. So I'm called upon him, the touching of the floor, tashmish, very chop. Tzitzis is brought down. It is brought down by tzitzis halacha. You should be careful, simulchof alev, that it should lo yigroi tzitzis. Of course, even tzitzis, even if it's not tashmish kedusha, that tzitzis is called tashmish mitzvah. So the mechaber brings, lezoi should lo yigroi tzitzis. But many poets can say, you mustn't drag a tzitzis along. But if a person sits down and sits to touch the floor, it's not bezoyim. We just sit there and touch the floor. Avada one should have to respect tzitzis. But it's not the same. It's only tashmish mitzvah. It's not tashmish kedusha. Oh, but tashmish kedusha would deal with dvon shel kedusha. So it's the same level as the mantle of the Sefer Torah. Like the mantle of Sefer Torah, of course, we know to be careful, mustn't touch the floor. So,
you affect yourself when you go into the bathroom?
No, you're allowed to wear tzitzis in the bathroom. It's tashmish mitzvah, it's not kedusha. Tashmish, you love to have Dvor Shem Mitzvah. Vos, Talis Godoil, which is Meyuchud Litfilah, that you mustn't. But Talis Kod, there's two things. Answer the mitzvah part of it, you're allowed to go the basic kids with it. Pardon? If it's covered, if it's covered, tefillin shel yad, tefillin shel yad, and the sewers are also, it's all hidden away, then minadin, the mishbrah, the hold, you're allowed to go in a basic kisa arai, with it on, not basic kisa kvar, basic kisa arai, with a tefillin shel yad kavos. Yeah, but especially the what if you got the taka basic kisa arai, only miyukul italim, so then minadin, a tefillin shel yad kavos, you're allowed to your basic kisa, and I must say, be'enai re'isi, Rav Shach Zatzal hi taka. In the elder years, he had to go up very often during davening. He used to take off tefillin shel rosh. The tefillin shel yad used to wind the ratzuas. And the basic, he said, all right, he did. I once followed him. I wanted to see myself. To be able to say, he was talking to me. The mishbrua said, he's not so excited about it. Gzeiri come the day that you won't be so careful. Gufnoki. But minadin, he paskened and he held that you're out. Because that's right, you're going in. That's because it's covered going in a basic kisa. To tell his God, well, not because Miuchel the Tefillah, but to tell his God and Avada, you're allowed. I call upon him. That's the Chumah, that's the Kedusha of Ratzuas. We have to realize that it's got proper Kedusha. You must be careful about it. The Kedusha Ratzuas is, there's a lot of halachas about Ratzuas, how Chum Ratzuas is. I came across an interesting halacha. Ratzuas in one halacha is even more Chum than the Tefillah themselves. There's a loch of Ratzuas being more common than tefillin themselves. The loch is the black. We can know that there's a loch of Mishut seen Ratzuas have to be black. Our tefillin are meant to be black. But not the same have to as the Ratzuas. Sheik Log, a Paskin Mishnah Brewer in Simon Lamed Gimel, that if a person got Shaydas, but Yeves, Abad Le Tchila, we hold, you should have to make sure your tefillin are black. But if there's certain Shaydas, Mishbrewer brings it quite clearly, and Din Miligab Lishmo, you should know when it comes to the Ratzuas, the Shachas Aloch Mishu Sinai, you have to be done Lishmo, and Mishlo Lishmo is possible. Or Baboy Abatim, Losh Mishmo Roiv Poiskim Shachrus, Ahula Mitzvah Baalma, Veloyle Kuva, Lechain Lobin, and Ashach Lishmo. So the black of the Ratzua is Halach Meshu Sinai. So it's even more chomo, the Halach of black by Ratzua, than the black by the bias of the Tefillin, which is something which is quite perhaps a strange Achidish to ask, because the Ratzuas in a way are more chomo than the Tefillin. And that's why one has to make sure one Ratzua to remain black, and therefore the Ratzua can get rubbed away and it gets cracked. One has to repaint them, always saying clean, I'm doing the Shem Tushas Tefillin, of course. And because the black has to be constantly black, and not grey, black. The Shkruz, as the Mishmur said, is Shkoyas Ko'irev, as black as a raven. That it has to be black, not grey, as black as a raven, and it must be totally black. And if the black is cracked, it's not black. If there's white lines, it's just not black, you have to do it. Nowadays things are a bit easier. Nowadays many new Ratzuas are black through and through, so therefore they don't turn white so quickly. So Even if it cracks, it remains black. But I'll quote upon him, this is Intika Halacha, that the black of the Ritzuas is more chomor than the Tefillah Tov. So there are many halachas which give us a little bit of chashivas to Ritzuas. Ritzuas is a chosh v'chelik of the Tefillin, and they've got many halachas to it. There's another halacha which is more obsessive halacha, that the black of the Ritzuas mustn't be twisted round. You must have the black outwards and the white inwards, and if it twists round the white outwards and the black inwards, then it's considered a big peyden halacha. And the Mishmur even brings, based on the Gemara, we've caught in other places, that if it's nishapik the black and the white, so it brings the midas chasidus. The Mishmur brings in the Simchov Zayin Sifrit Al the midas chasidus. The Sapi used to fast up, and it shows a little bit of a peyden shemayim that if the Rebbe doesn't like my mitzvah tefillin, because it could be you're not yotze. If you wear the tefillin, the black and the white are inside out, as if to call it, you're not yotze at all, according to some shittas. But a zikr wrong. Oh, if both are the black, state in kafa kaim, but if there's a shiny black and the dull black, the shiny black is out. Because the Gemara says mefurish, the black outside comes from a hilchos noy tefillin. The beauty of the tefillin, the weight is on the outside. So even if you've got black through, but you've got the shiny on one side and the dull black on the other side, the shiny must be the right way. And if you do it back to front, the shiny inside, it's missing the noy, and therefore it's done wrong, and therefore it's called an inside out. So these are a few examples of halachas of the Ritzuas, that the Ritzuas are called. Let me just end off with a beautiful Toyas Chaim. So the Toyas Chaim says that, so the Ritzuas, the whole mitzvah Ritzuas, and all the chashivas of Ritzuas, we were zoichi, coming back to what we started off with, Avraham Avinu saying, Ad Shroich Nal, and that gives us, we were zoichi to the Ritzuas should fill in with all the Choyma Shaboy. Says the Toyas Chaim, with this we understand the Gemara. The Gemara says that B'shash Shmad, when us be moist and left, Afila Arks at the Masana. Even the Goyim ask us to change our color of our shoe straps, we have to be moist and nefesh if they're doing Machmas Shmad. So Toyas Chaim, what's this business changing the shoe? What's it? Is it to mean fashion? What does it mean? So the Toyas Chaim, he brings it based on the Shitha Rif. There was a minig in Klaus at one time, Daf could have black shoelaces and shoe straps. What's Pshat in that? He says, the Goyim were always loichim against tefillin. They find they knew the powder. They knew tefillin gives us a cash with their bones. We find Homer was going on tefillin, like Hudim was over Sivus Osbekor, Zu tefillin, says Rashi, Homer goes alayim. We know by the Kamfer Yoin, which was based on the time of the Romans, that there were goys against tefillin, and that's why this whole story that he ran away. They knew the power of tefillin. He says the goyim were often goyzer, they shouldn't have any shaykhs to tefillin. The black shoe straps or the black shoelaces was a mini back lalizol because shroich nal is connected to tefillin. Because we got tefillin through shroich nal, so that mini of having black shoe straps connected the black ritzuah shor tefillin. The two black go together. And the goyim knew that. They wanted to be oike not only the mitzvah tefillin from us, they wanted to be oike even the remez of mitzvah tefillin from us. And that's what they tried to uproot. And we need to be moist and nefesh. If they're doing it to be oike mitzvah from us, we mustn't allow it at all. We have to be moist and nefesh for that. So this shows we've got no idea what lies in the hogi klal yisrael. I'm not saying there's a minute now that you're dafka to wear black shirt, but if there is a minute, it's based on that. So them being loichem against it is part of their melchome against tefillin. So I call upon him, we were zoicha from this zoicha now to this extra chen of them to Ritzuos, which have got a tremendous kedusha to it, at least Tamish kedusha, Tashmi kedusha. But Mela, that gives us an awareness how careful we have to be with our Ritzuos shel tefillin.